Nolte, CNN Chief Jeff Zucker wrote an NGO an apology for Antifa attack. By John Nolte on July 1, 2019. Far-left CNN and, most especially, network chief Jeff Zucker. Oakwill let journalist Andy NGO a personal apology. For more than a year now, Zucker's CNN has championed and defended not just the left-wing terrorist group Antifa, but Antifa's regular and documented use of violence and physical intimidation. Here is a short list of CNN excusing, complimenting, and encouraging Antifa's use of violence against CNN's political enemies on the right. Antifa fights for a good cause. Antifa's fight is right. Antifa's punches are more equal morally than others. Antifa is on the side of right. Antifa is right because sometimes you can't fight by praising them or being nice to them. You gotta fight fire with fire. Antifa is as heroic as the American soldiers who stormed the beaches on D-Day. Antifa harassing Ted Cruz and his wife out of a restaurant is what he signed up for. Any criticism of Antifa is racist, even though Antifa is predominantly white. The result of having a cable news outlet dedicated to protecting your organization is an increasingly emboldened Antifa that brutally assaulted NGO over the weekend. First skirmish I've seen. Didn't see how this started, but at Mr. Andy NGO got roughed up. pic.twitter.com/hdkfqchrhg. Jim Ryan, at Jim Ryan 015, June 29, 2019. Dash. This is not the first time Antifa has assaulted NGO. This is the 15th time Antifa has been caught on video assaulting members of the media. And yet, despite all of this documented violence against members of its own profession, under Zucker's dangerous leadership, CNN has stood out more than any other outlet as Antifa's shameless public relations arm. To make matters worse, even after openly encouraging and excusing Antifa's violence, CNN is still serving as the terrorist group's public relations arm by downplaying this weekend's violence against NGO. Incredibly, during his 47-second condemnation of the Antifa assault on NGO this weekend, Brian Stelter selectively edited the video of the assault to make it look like nothing more than a milkshake-slash-silly string hazing that got a little out of control. As you can see below, Stelter deliberately edited out the most brutal portions of the video, the parts where NGO is sucker punched in the face, swarmed, and kicked. Obviously, a fake news outlet like CNN, one so partisan and depraved it will ruin the life of a rodeo clown while ignoring and legitimizing countless acts of Antifa violence, will never apologize to Andy NGO. But that can't change the fact that CNN and Zucker still owe NGO that apology. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.